That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And tonight we're going to talk about the new moon in Scorpio, which is on November 1st, and all the implications and wonderful energy that it's bringing into us. It's opening the way to the era of peace, which will probably be here around 2030. But we know we're on the way, and it's a wonderful, wonderful ride. We are in a very accelerated period of an expansion of our consciousness. November starts off with a bang that will continue throughout the rest of 2024. Throughout the last half of October, we have had this energy building. It's building in opposition of Mars in Cancer with Pluto in Capricorn. This becomes exact on November 3rd through November 4th of this year. It affects individual themes. It's the individual power of Mars versus the state power of Pluto. This energy is only with us through November 19th, when Pluto moves into Aquarius for the next 20 years. There is a tremendous feeling of pressure building, especially with the U.S. election. This energy is strong and powerful, so expect some kind of a curved ball to be thrown out just in time for the election. The new moon is very eruptive energy. It has to do with brute force and power. Where does the power lie? Especially in your own personal life. The energy is very impulsive and reactive through the year's end, so be sure to stop, pause, and take that deep breath. The energy is powerful, volatile, and reactive, so you really need to take that breath. You will be very grateful if you do. Create some space before you speak or act, especially if the energy is running very high around you. With the Mars-Pluto opposition, Mars has a very strong urge to protect the home, the family, and the homeland. The opposition runs exactly across the mid-heaven axis of the chart for Washington, D.C. Whatever unfolds will have strong implications for the rest of the world. We are about to have a very charging, changing, and colorful month. Scorpio is a very intense sign with great willpower. The energy it brings is that you will have tremendous willpower with lots of grit and strength. You are standing tall in your own being, strength, and truth. You are knowing and owning your spiritual gifts, and the divine light is going to shine. Besides intensity and strong spiritual force, what is Scorpio all about? The new moon comes in at 9 degrees at 8:45 a.m. Eastern. We change back to standard time on the 2nd. This energy returns again in January and in April, but in a different sign. We are going to see all of this energy unfold between now and April of 2025. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't step into your power before that. We are now at the last days of the Capricorn energy for another 248 years, which I find very interesting. As a sign, Scorpio has to do with secrets. We will have the light shown on those secrets, which tend to be buried under the ground, underhanded, long buried, could be about sexual issues, criminals, big money, and murders. We also have Uranus, the planet of truth and clarity, in Taurus at 29 degrees, opposing the new moon. This brings in truth to the light, while Pluto trines Uranus and Mars opposes Pluto. Wow! What an energy! What an explosion! What changes for good or for ill? It's like being at Niagara Falls, a powerful cascade of truth coming to light. What could the underground, underhanded, criminal activity be? Could it be financial, connected to big money, investments? Could it be nautical, something to do with water, on the ocean, somewhere? This adds into a Virgo energy, microbiome, microchemical, nutrition, getting the body running like clockwork, or poison even, poison food. Scorpio is diagnostic and invasive, like the sting of the scorpion's tail. Could be a snake, poisonous snake venom. Something is going on behind the scenes that nobody is aware of at this time. Now, by the 4th, the opposition moves as Mars begins to pierce the energies of Leo, emphasizing issues of sovereignty. The two signs that really emphasize sovereignty are Aries and Leo. This is an empowering energy for all of us. It helps one to stand strong in their personal power. Uranus and Pluto will be in and out of trine for the next 3 years. Pluto moves into Aquarius on November 19th, 2024. And Uranus moves into Gemini next year. Both planets will be in air signs. This trine will become exact 5 times between now and 2028. The first expression of this was in the 1960s. And this is a very creative energy. Remember the hippies, Bob Dylan, the Beatles, Carole King, Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Carpenters. The 1960s was about peace and love and not wanting more. This time period will bring back similar experiences of the 1960s. When both Pluto and Uranus are in air signs, we will see an immense amount of innovation around communication, technology, and all kinds of healing. Medical, aviation, it will be just like a waterfall of new methods, and we could well have a galactic component. These will come through downloads, helping us with that. Uranus is an electrical energy that is linked to the galaxy as well. Discoveries about regeneration of the body, anti-aging, longevity, and pushing away and removing disease, etc. I have been a natural healer long enough to know that this is possible, and more besides. Robert Edward Grant has done extensive work on reversing aging. He has worked out the geometry of the DNA that can help us jump an octave. Our universe consists of music and numbers, from carbon to silicon. All of this science is really ascension. Silicon is the next octave up from carbon. It needs ionization of the silicon and draws in other minerals as well, including phosphorus. Phosphorus produces light, and Robert Edward Grant talks about this. You might want to check his work. This bioluminescence that can start to come into our DNA, this is the next physical evolution for humanity. Many people think that these planets and rocks are way out in space, can be incredibly abstract. How can they possibly affect me and my life? Well, they do. Many of us take supplements, minerals, which can help build up and strengthen our body frequency. And now we are adding many technologies that are helping the body produce more stem cells and reduce aging. This, along with emotional healing, is already happening and has been for a long time. However, what Robert Edward Grant is talking about is a real jump. It's a quantum leap. The relevance of this, as I see it, along with many others, is that over a few years, 2024 through 2028, the world is going through an immense amount of change. And the astrology supports this, and it's really crystal clear. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take a break for our weekly cosmic tip. And I'll be back after this message. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of October 27th through November 3rd, 2024. This week lives up to its spooky reputation. Your treats are the tricks that could scare you into making some poor decisions. Meditate on any decision before taking any action, especially on Monday and Wednesday. If you're prone to any addictions now or in the past, Monday stress could lead you into some temptation. It would be easy to be led down the garden path early this week, so avoid making any changes at this time. Have your sponsor or a trusted friend call on you to check in. On Monday, October 28th, Venus in Sagittarius forms a square with Saturn in Pisces. This calls for ethical behavior and a commitment to the greater good. Mercury reaches the exact opposite to Uranus in Taurus on October 30th. Events now take on an unmistakable urgency, and nervousness increasingly makes itself felt. If your supportive structures are too weak, a crisis now could become visible, could bring out the goblins and monsters who try to force their will on everyone else. Luckily, by sunset, the energy shifts, bringing some highly creative costumes on the trick-or-treaters who go out with all their costumes. The Scorpio new moon on Friday, as well as All Saints' Day, is a very powerful and productive. It's a supermoon and the best day in the week to get things done and to focus on your future. Mars trines Neptune in Pisces and approaches the opposition to Pluto exact on Sunday, November 3rd. During this time, try to relieve the pressure on yourself and those around you as much as possible. Breathe deeply and go with the flow. Saturday brings in strong physical energy to tackle chores. The evening brings in love and romance into the wee small hours of the morning. Take a break at 2 o'clock a.m. to set your clocks back. Sunday, however, could bring in some ego clashes with other family members and anxiety over the upcoming election results on Tuesday. This passive-aggressive, rebellious energy refuses to let go of old, worn-out beliefs, even when you hear the truth from some wise leaders. Unfortunately, this can lead to insubordination without any possibility to compromise. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to book a reading with me or to ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. And my email is elizabeth@new-visions.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back from your weekly cosmic tip. We'll continue on with the teaching. This Scorpio moon is connected to the oceans, water flow, and rain. We do have an underwater universe. It is believed that if you don't keep the spiritual laws, then you can have damage by the water demons. I believe that in the next few years, we will be hearing a lot about water, especially because the nodes are moving into Pisces Virgo next year. Look at all the fire damage we've had with the Aries Libra energy that will be leaving us in 2025. Also, Neptune spends 2025 and the opening of 2026 at 29 degrees Pisces. Water, seas, and oceans, water issues, flooding, toxicity, and pollution will be in the news. There's a lot of stressful energy here and coming about with what's going on in the world, so you will want to get to that place of stillness at least once a day. I'm in the process of composing some breath meditations that can get you there pretty quickly. Let me know if you have an interest in that. Then you will be able to tap into that perfect, permanent stillness that's always there for you. I am posting a video working with the new spiritual chakras on YouTube shortly. We are going through a major transition of consciousness and collective ascension right now. It's a one-way street and completely unstoppable. The evolution of consciousness is in process. In Scorpio season, the sun and moon are trined to Saturn in Pisces, which is very stabilizing. You can get a deep stabilization sense when you dive in deep into that beautiful Pisces energy, a sense of oneness, a connection to Source. Another aspect is Jupiter retrograde. When Jupiter is retrograde, it's linked to the truth, the law, our belief system. And when it's retrograde, there is a reevaluation of our belief system, partly because it's incorporating love, Venus in Sag, and opposes Jupiter in Gemini. That energy is linked to the facts, information that may be coming out now, especially on social media, a waterfall of information. It's easy to get overwhelmed and overloaded when Jupiter is in Gemini. This powerful energy is all about revision of our belief system. Jupiter is an exact sextile to Chiron. Chiron is linked to victim consciousness. That's when you're wounded in your I am-ness. People who have that nearly may feel that. Do I have a right to exist when I was born? eventually that feeling is meant to be turned into leadership. It's interesting that Chiron orbits between Saturn and Uranus. Saturn is in a 3D changeable world, and Chiron goes beyond that, beyond the world. This transit brings a sense of elevation, not only a sense of expansion, but you also have a rise in your frequency. Day by day, you may feel a sense of multidimensionality. Like a snake sheds its skin, you are shedding that victim consciousness. This is very strong in Scorpio season. I'm feeling this strong energy. I have a double Pisces sun and moon and a Sagittarian ascendant, but my power of fortune is in Scorpio in the 12th house. I have finished my shedding and am standing strong now when need be. Algoria, the dwarf planet that I've mentioned on other shows on Let's Find Out, is near Jupiter in Gemini. Algoria rules over our dream time, and that's where we manifest from. It is the ground of being where we draw our energy from. The energy tumbles down into our 3D reality for 3D manifestations. Jupiter is accessing and expanding our knowledge, and we are now understanding that Jupiter does that. Another aspect of Algoria energy is that she helps us shed old social programming that is no longer for our highest good. To me, that's fascinating and fabulous. Just know and realize that all possibilities are out there, just like your radio station that is there for you 24/7. But we only receive the content of the station that we're tuned into. That's your frequency. There is an absolute spiritual law that you only connect with the frequency that you are matched to. And it's the same when meeting people. There's always a lesson for you. Once you've learned what it is, then both of you can move on. And you have grown. There has to be a frequency match. You have to connect to that frequency, that radio station, to get information. That's what the Bible meant when they said that married partners should be equally yoked. It's the frequency match that we need to establish between each other. I'm breaking all of this down for you to understand. My favorite book that I wrote is Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. It has a lot of information. It's all about spiritual growth, so you may want to get it on Amazon. Our new earth, our new world is out there manifesting now, for sure. You simply have to tune in and connect to it. To sum it up, we have Mercury opposing Uranus on Wednesday, October 30th. That can be about shocking truth, shocking news, surprising events. Genius ideas can come in out of the blue, or you can be out of your box. With all this truth coming out on our financial access of Taurus Scorpio, this could bring in some financial vitality as well. This is just a very potential beginning to November. Let's see if we can go beyond this. When we move on to November 7th, we have some pretty feisty days. We have the Capricorn moon conjunct Pluto and opposing Mars. And that's female energy and it's war. Later on in the day, it moves to square Uranus. It moves very quickly. Now, this goes on quite a bit in astrology, but given the aspects to the election a few days before, it's going to be a bit strong. And I feel it has something to do with Kamala Harris and anger. People feeling tense, feeling restless, feeling agitated, feeling reactive. It's very strong energy. So again, take that deep breath. We're approaching Pluto moving into Aquarius on the 19th. You need to remember that Aquarius is much more revolutionary than Capricorn. It's much more rebellious. Remember the last time Pluto was in Aquarius? It was from 1777 to 1798. It was the time of the American Revolution and the French Revolution. So this is going to be a big, strong energy. we're going to start to feel very different energy building throughout the rest of November. And I'm not saying that everything is going to be perfect on the 19th, not by a mile. We will continue to see similar to what has already unfolded in 2024. I have talked about this a bit on my last two shows. It's all in the archives now. I was down and out for 3 days this last week, so we were delayed with the archive of last week, but it's up now, and I'll make sure this one gets up pretty fast after tonight's show. Now we're going to take a break and have our half-hour break and our song. I did a little Halloweeny song. Actually, it's by the Carpenters, and it was recorded in the 1960s. I thought you'd like to know that. Enjoy, and I'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe, so let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
A contact with you... Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Most extraordinary craft. You
We are your friends.
Calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're back from our break, and the song was The Carpenters, Calling Occupants from Interplanetary Crafts. I thought it was perfect for tonight. The old world systems are collapsing, and we are just at the beginning of the new world. But people are at very different points of experience. We are all on an individual timeline here. Of course, there is a sense of moving forward, because not only has Pluto moved direct on October 12th, on November 15th, Saturn turns direct, and Mercury is semi-square to Pluto. Mercury conjuncts the Great Attractor on November 14th in Sagittarius. This is a massive gravitational pull in space. It spews out a great amount of cosmic energy with which we create our world. People who have anything in Sag at 14 degrees, give or take 2 degrees, have precognition. They can see around corners. My rising sign in Sag does conjunct this point. I am super sensitive with energy and have worked with energy almost my entire adult life, both as a reader and an energy healer. This Mercury energy gives us immense power from the cosmic source. It's very interesting that many secrets are coming to light in this Scorpio month. Mercury semi-square brings out the secrets to the worldwide stage. On November 12th, Mercury crosses over the U.S. ascendant, and on the 14th, it conjuncts the Great Attractor, and on the 25th, it turns retrograde until December 15th. All this suggests that some very powerful information will be coming into the world, basically through people's downloads. Saturn turns direct on November 15th at 12 degrees Pisces, and you'll feel that energy about 3 days before to 3 days after. This brings in a reality check. Spirit is checking on you and is asking you, how are you doing? Again, it's the moon, emotions, the feminine aspect, especially with your spiritual discipline and spiritual practice. Do we need to do more of meditation? Do we need more spiritual discipline? It can also bring in a great attempt to control, like getting out the National Guard or going into martial law, because Pluto will be in the last few days of Capricorn. Also, there will be water issues, flooding, toxicity. It's interesting that every month into January of 2025, has an outer planet turning direct. We are really moving fast towards that new year in April when we enter Aries. That is the first sign in the zodiac, so astrologers consider that time period the beginning of the new year. We are gaining momentum. Everything is moving so fast, being sped up. Aquarius is an air sign and moves way faster than Capricorn. Pluto won't leave Aquarius until January of 2044. And I won't be talking about this oh-so-different energy as we move along. There is one thing very obvious. Aquarius rules technology, digitation, and all that follows. But it's a very contracting timeline, very technological, very synthetic. Then, there's a very different timeline, one of love, expansion, embracing and understanding frequency, and ascension. We may all understand that everything is frequency, but we are going to take one giant leap way beyond where we have ever been. And I'm very excited about this. Remember, nobody forces you into either timeline. If you are living largely in fear, you will tend to go towards the first timeline, the technology. If you are living primarily in love, you will go on to the second timeline. You, self-selected all, and it comes down to us and how we're holding our frequency as well as our emotional state. There's a whole new area of exploration right now that's building on the work of Tesla and Steiner, who were complete geniuses in their time, as well as the belief that everything in the world has spirit. Everything in the world vibrates. Everything in the world has a life force, like a rock, a crystal, a tree. The principle that everything is consciousness. The cars we drive are alive and have spirit. And these thoughts are a new shift for us because of where we've been living in the past and at what frequency. It's different now. Various developments are starting to happen that are more about awareness as we expand our consciousness, allowing us a divine connection and how to blend and flow with this greater consciousness. The sense of a spiritual source and oneness. We will begin to feel that our reality is more malleable, maybe more holographic, and we can bend and flow with this energy versus individualism, separation, this is mine and that's yours, fences, boundaries. All this has been very Saturnian, very Capricorn of late. This will enable us to create a better sense of harmony and coherence in our own state, in our own body, and how that will manifest in our sense of reality within this world. What's being researched and developed right now is the science of conscious energetics. Conscious energetics, which is linked to the necessary expansion of our consciousness, as well as a stronger connection to our galactic family. They are an advanced intelligence, but we, humankind, is very much a part of that family. And we're learning about that, and we're getting to know that, and many of us are embracing that truth. I think our future is actually going to change and ascend by leaps and bounds. Quantum leaps. It's all very exciting and is so in line with the astrology and the archetypes. Also, I have a strong feeling that all of this energy has a lot to do with the rapture, the coming rapture. So we will see where we land. In the meantime, let's welcome in the consciousness of love and use this as your mantra through New Year's. Here's your new mantra. One to add to all the others that you have. I am welcoming in the expanded consciousness of love. I am welcoming in the expanded consciousness of love. That's it for tonight, folks. We're going to have our meditation. We're going to hear from Elizabeth Hepburn, and what a beautiful song. She's going to tell us that we are the world. And your assignment is to open your heart, smile, and sing along with her. And then we'll end with Richard. And he's going to tell us about how we are the world. I really enjoyed having this program with you and sharing. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling. You can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of, coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, and it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone, somewhere will soon make a change. We are all a part of God's great big family.
Stars tonight, oh sweet.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position. Legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Thank you. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.